thank you for tuning in with Vegan Nation. Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. In this episode, we'll hear several children's vegan songs. This week, we're joined for an interview with PETA's campaigns tour specialist, Marnie Chambliss. And next week, we'll be joined by PETA's new president, Tracy Ryman, for interviews.
They're gentle and giant. They're curious and interactive. They come running when something interesting's afoot and prefer to hang out in herds. They build such deep friendships and complex relationships. They love to groom each other and they love a good ear massage. Their babies are called calves and they love those babies so much. Oh, a mama will walk for miles to find her baby if they ever get lost. I hope they never get lost. Each one an individual, unique in their own way.
Let's start out with this birthday clip of Ingrid Newkirk. Ingrid is the founder of PETA.
I'm turning 75, and I'm the same I've ever been, anxious for everyone to help animals escape human tyranny. Today, will you please be part of it? Promise me you'll save a calf from being taken from his mother by always, always, always buying dairy-free yogurts and cheeses and plant milks. And please save his loving mother by pledging that from this moment on, you will only buy vegan shoes and belts and wallets.
After this clip, we'll continue with our program.
Things you can do at PETA.org. Thank you.
The vegan evolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, justice, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on here since 2015. Much thanks to all the listeners for tuning in. I am thrilled and very grateful that we are joined by Marnie Chambliss. Marnie Chambliss is the campaign's tour specialist with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and she's going to be talking about the current tour of the PETA vegan ice cream truck that's currently rolling along the east coast of the USA. Welcome, Marnie, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is very, very exciting. I'm really looking forward to hearing about all your tour stops. But let's start first with hearing a little bit about yourself, Marnie.
Well, I've been vegan for nearly 10 years. I've been working at PETA for about half of that, a little over 5 years now. And I've been all over the country with PETA.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Marnie. So, yes, let's hear about the ice cream truck, the vegan ice cream truck, and I believe that started on tour last year, 2025.
Yes, we launched the ice cream truck tour last summer in Virginia Beach and then took it all over the country.
Wonderful. Before we start hearing about the many cities that you visited with the PETA vegan ice cream truck, can you please explain to our listeners about the ethics, because I realize that still many people are not aware of how mammary secretion ice cream is produced and the whole story behind it and why it's very, very important to have vegan ice cream.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the ice cream truck is helping people stop and think about the suffering that cows go through for dairy, maybe even for the first time. So many people that we speak to have never heard that cows even have to be pregnant, you know, let alone that they spend their entire lives pregnant and hooked up to painful milking machines on these farms so that we can bottle the milk that they made for their own babies and sell it to humans. Most people have never heard that before. A lot of people don't know that cows have to be pregnant, just like all other mammals, in order to produce milk for their babies.
Right, and that it's both the practice, the standard agricultural practice, both on the factory farms, but also on all the small family farms.
They spend their entire lives deprived of everything that's natural and important to them, whether they live on factory farms or, self-proclaimed organic farms or grass-fed farms. All of these labels just make us feel better about the purchase that we're making, when in reality, anytime we're purchasing a product that was made from an exploited animal, that animal suffered needlessly and, of course, ended up dying at the end of their life as well.
Thank you, Marnie. Thank you, Marnie, and your team. And I think it's very brave and courageous and compassionate of you to be traveling in your truck all along the roads and streets and highways in cities in the United States. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, just like dogs, you know, and cats that we share our homes with, the cows that are raised and killed for dairy also love to run and jump and play. So, of course, we want to be there. It's very fun for us to be out there talking to families who are learning about this for the first time, and that actually, when learning about this, want to do something about it. Because people do understand that animals, you know, enjoy companionship and love their families and don't want to be killed. And when we explain to them that eating ice cream is unnecessary, since there are delicious vegan versions at virtually every grocery store that everybody can buy, people usually take that message to heart and want to do something positive with that information and change their daily choices to save animals.
This is a short clip from Miss Katie's classroom. Animals are our friends.
Stand up if you love animals. I'm already up. I am a vegan kid. I do not eat animals or eggs. You are a vegan kid. You do not eat chicken legs. Amelie's mom is a vegan adult. She does not take milk from cows.
Nobody needs to eat dairy to be healthy or satisfied. And we're hoping that showing up at these locations, also showing up at the parks that we go to and the kid-friendly events, does a lot to show families how easy it is to make those simple and compassionate choices. So we've been all over the country. We have also had our ice cream truck at Warp Tour, which was in Washington, D.C. So we handed out thousands of ice creams, actually, to all of the artists there, encouraging them to introduce their fans to vegan ice cream and vegan options. And so it's been really successful.
Wonderful. And the truck is so inviting. It is such a pretty pink truck. And so you've been in Massachusetts. I know in the town of Auburn and also the city of Leominster. Where else in New England?
So we also went to Portland, Maine. We went to Florence as well and Attleboro. And now we're back in DC again. And we're going to be at the World Children's Festival. So there are going to be thousands of families out there. We'll be talking to them about all the delicious alternatives that are out there, how easy it is to avoid dairy, and also how much better it is for the environment and for their health.
And I admire the cleverness of PETA, and especially with this campaign with ice cream for ice cream. Let's hear about that. Everybody knows that slogan.
Yeah, absolutely. Our truck has everyone rooting for a kinder world where mother cows are no longer separated from their babies. Kids love our scream wheel where we have them spin for a different reason to scream for animals, whether it's because animals are their friends.
Listening to Cows Are Amazing by Charity and the Jam Band from their new children's album, The Vegan Album.
Beings in our community, members of our family, we treat them with respect and generosity and care and kindness and compassion and understanding. Joy and celebration with connection and protection, with welcoming and love. Always love. Horses are amazing, part of our community. Goats are amazing, part of our community.
Continue our conversation with Marnie Chambliss with Peter, talking about the ice cream, vegan ice cream truck rolling along the east coast of the USA with children's activities.
They're as precious as you and me.
Ice cream for vegan ice cream.
Kids love those screaming competitions. And so we like to crown the loudest screamer, our scream supreme of the event. And kids have a lot of fun with that. But of course, also the parents who come up to the display are really excited to see something inviting that has such a positive message. And we're able to explain to people that are really naturally compassionate that it's never been easier to avoid cruelty to animals. And this is just a really fun way of showing people how easy it can be.
Yes, that's so true. And can you please ad lib on that again? There are many people, due to the indoctrination and the marketing, believe that there is a right way to do the wrong thing, which there isn't. So they'll call them high welfare.
If these places had glass walls, nobody would be buying dairy milk. Their babies are taken away from them year after year because they have a 9-month pregnancy, just like we do. But the milk that they make for their babies is going to be bottled and sold for humans. So the babies are separated from the moms, and they're usually killed within hours or days if they're not sold to the veal industry to become veal as well. So there's really no way to do this in a compassionate way. And nobody needs dairy to be healthy. There's a common misconception that we need milk for calcium, but all of the plant-based milks on the market have all the nutrients that anybody needs for a balanced vegan diet. These milks can fuel our bodies with the protein, vitamins, and other nutrients that we need to be healthy, but without any of the suffering.
Thank you, Marnie. What was your experience with the locals in New England?
The locals in New England were excited, actually, to hear from us, just showing them that there's a much more compassionate option that's just as delicious, and that there's no need for us to separate babies from their moms, no need for us to exploit cows. You know, ice cream is like a fun thing. It's a sweet treat, and there's just absolutely no reason for us to cause another animal suffering for us to have that treat. Whether the area that we're in has heavy factory farming or a lot of local farms, the cows that are suffering for the milk still go through the same thing and are always killed at the end of the day.
The 99% are not aware of the violence and the extreme injustice and suffering of the cows, the bovine cows and their calves. I realize that it's wonderful to have all these vegan products available, yet the education still needs to be there because most people don't know. So again, your vegan ice cream truck is very, very, very powerful. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And we're excited because we're going to be at the World Children's Festival starting tomorrow, actually, here in Washington, D.C. And we're doing that because this festival shows that children are the leaders of the future. And kids are also naturally compassionate. Everybody, you know, whether they are have been drinking milk their entire life or are young and don't make their own decisions, like, kids deserve to know the truth. And people are often heartbroken to learn that baby calves have to be taken away from their mothers. So this is all about education and showing people the truth so that they can make more compassionate decisions, since most people are compassionate and don't want to see any harm come to anybody else.
Bravo. Thank you. Thank you, Marnie. Can you please share with our listeners some of the common ingredients that vegan ice cream is made from, for example, oat or soy, etc.?
There are ice creams made out of rice milk and hemp milk and almond milk.
You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nara, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Marnie Chambliss, the campaign's tour specialist, with PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Next week on Vegan Nation, we'll be joined by Tracy Ryman, the president of PETA.
If you want some milk but don't want animals to bleed, then bless thy mother's udders and just milk yourself a seed. All you need's a blender, strain of water, seed and jug. 30 seconds later you will have a creamy mug of hemp milk. It's such a lovely day, and I've just made myself some milk in such a lovely way. Hemp milk, you really can't complain. Just blend hemp seed with water and give it all a strain. Hemp milk is really good for you. Pour it on your cereal or have it in your brew.
Let's have a little musical interlude with Mobius Loop in England, UK, the hemp milk song.
Grassroots Sessions. If you want some milk but don't want animals to bleed, then bless our mother's udders and just milk yourself a seed. All you need's a blender, strain of water, seed and jug. And 30 seconds later you will have a creamy mug of hemp milk.
It's such a lovely day, and I've just made myself some milk in such a lovely way. Hen milk, you really can't complain. Just blend them seeds with water and give it all a strain. Hen milk is really good for you. Pour it on your cereal or have it in your brew. Hemp milk, the healthiest around, the greatest source of protein that humans ever found. Humans ever found. Hemp milk, the House of Lords, who subsidize the dairies and glorify the wars. Hemp milk, no need to rape a cow, and we can end their suffering right now.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. Welcome back from the break. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Marnie Chambliss of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And we're talking about the ice cream, vegan ice cream truck rolling along the east coast of the USA. And Marnie is currently in Washington, D.C., with the PETA ice cream truck.
To encourage people to opt for the compassionate choice, we'll head around to different events and parks that we find in the area to find as many like families as we can and make sure that the message is reached by as many people as possible. But sometimes we'll actually work with event venues ahead of events in order to set up our ice cream truck as part of the event.
And do you have like the ding-ding bell of those traditional ice cream trucks, or how do you get the attention? Is it just the beautiful pink PETA vegan ice cream truck that draws attention all by itself?
That's a great question. So we have an ice cream truck jingle that we actually created that has a little song about how you can make vegan ice cream out of oats and almonds and cashews. And we want the baby cows to keep the milk for themselves.
Keep your milk, dear little cow. We have vegan options now. Oats and almonds, cashews too. We say yum and you say moo. Open wide now, let's all scream. V-E-G-A-N ice cream. Now kids, let's scream for vegan ice cream.
So that can play pretty loud on the truck. We also have an A-frame that encourages people to come over and scream for vegan ice cream. And then, of course, as soon as we open our like little window hatch, everybody comes rushing over to get ice cream. So that's another way that people are aware of us. But most recently, we've actually invited a unicorn to come along with us on some of our stops and hand out stickers and ice cream to everybody walking by as well to try to encourage even more folks to come on over.
Thank you very much, Marnie. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages would you like to share with our listeners?
You know, we really just hope that the next time anyone is at the grocery store or at the creamery and they see a scoop or a container of ice cream, just to think about the baby calf whose mother never had the chance to bond with them or play with them in a field or groom them in the sun because they were taken away so that her milk could be bottled and sold. Mother cows have been known to wail for their stolen calves for days and travel for miles looking for them, and this is so unnecessary. And since it's easier than ever for us to opt for compassionate options, I really hope that your listeners will walk away from this choosing the kind option.
Thank you very much, Marnie. And after your tour in Washington, D.C., for our listeners, I'd like to tell you that from August 1st through August 15th, I see that the vegan ice cream truck will be in Ocean City, New Jersey, Atlantic City, Lebanon, Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, among other sites. What's next for the vegan ice cream PETA vegan ice cream truck?
The vegan ice cream truck will actually be taken on by our PETA 2 tour team, who's going to be utilizing it for their No Hate campaign, traveling around to college campuses around the East Coast as well. So that's super exciting.
Here's a clip of Ingrid Newkirk, the founder of PETA.
I'm here giving out vegan ice cream for my 77th birthday. I actually grew up on a dairy farm. I loved a cow called Betsy. One day they put her on the truck and they said she was going on vacation. Of course she wasn't. So I'm so happy to serve vegan ice cream because no cows and no carbs go on the truck for that.
In that clip, Ingrid is serving the vegan ice cream from the ice cream truck, the one that Marnie is in right now in Washington, D.C. Marnie, for those who'd like to learn more information about the PETA ice cream, vegan ice cream truck tour, what information can you share?
We always encourage everyone to go to PETA.org for resources on how to help cows and other animals. And for information on where the ice cream truck is heading next, everyone can visit PETA.org/icecream.
There's no deeper connection than mother and child, and humans do not corner that market of maternal affection and instinct. Are you responsible for destroying that bond? As a non-vegan, you are. And tight, so nice. Somebody take my baby, baby. I just want my baby, baby.
This is Entice, the lyrical vegan, a mother's right.
Baby, baby. I just want my baby, baby.
How'd you feel giving birth for the first time? Looking in the eyes, you see sunshine. When you heard the sound of the first cry, looking around your family so close by, no time for playing games. Family life kicking off, everything in your range gonna change. Got the wallpaper ready, got the blankets with the teddy. Dapper bag already heavy, speed dial already for your bestie. They gon' be right by your side, even if you're lefty. Protect your new king like a chess piece. Or if she's a queen or anyone between, it's a blessing. But hold up, wait a minute. Reality is, that's not how you living. It's called a rape wreck and you sitting in it. Tied up, can't move. In it. Or you looking for your man, it's gonna be a minute. They gotta get his semen so they can fist you with it. Electric shots to his balls, yeah, that's how to get it. Yeah, he's tied up too, he can't help you in this. Never screamed so much, can't believe you in this. There's no one around that can save you in this. Your life is so dark like a sip of Guinness. And it's about to get worse what you about to witness. What a long dream. Gotta let my job know that I'm out and I'm on leave. Gotta get ready for prenatal therapy. Lamaze breathing class, it takes care of me. Honey, get the schedule, tell me what's next for me. Don't wanna overbook, can you write the check for me? Why is the man from my dream standing next to me? Oh, it's not a dream, what else can he take from me? Oh, nothing much. Just a baby that you carried inside you for 9 months. Felt your baby bump, can't wait for that first touch. Want them in your arms, can't wait for that first clutch. Chain around your neck could affect, make it all tough. When you enslave, can't move his butt so much. That you could do, you try to fight so tough. Try to get out so bad with no luck.
Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby. Why they take my baby, baby? I just want my baby, baby.
Oh, here we go now. Doctor says push, got the fam, got the whole crowd. Screw what they said about your honey with your low count. It's just you and I, we gon' do this, we gon' show him out. Oh, I can see him, please let me have him. Why are you taking him? Oh my God, you stabbed him. Right, I'm enslaved, no family around it. All I have is anger, depression, and sadness. I wanna hold him one time in his madness. All I see is blood springing out like a mattress. What's on my chest poking me like a cactus? On a machine, milking me is my status. 4 times a day, they doing it. I just wanna die if I'm choosing it. That's on the list too, again, I'm doing it. I'm back in this rape rack and I'm losing it. Finally heading back to my house. 5 years of torture, I'm glad I'm getting out. It's a bumpy ride, but I got my baby on my side. Stroke his hair back as I sing a lullaby. Smell of death in the wind as the air pass by. Not sure what it is, cause I'm on a mother high. 4 babies taken from me, so many cries. Now I could be with you, it's just you and I. We made it, son, we made it to our house. But this is not our house, this is the slaughterhouse. This is the life of every single dairy cow. This is what you're paying for, it's kinda really scary. How I have to make these songs, I have to tell you this. How many times do I have to tell you this? I do it to my grave, until you connect with this. Blowing out your animal abuse like I made a wish.
Thank you so much, Marnie, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh my gosh, this is so
no,
harmonious.
Thank you for your coverage. We really appreciate it.
Okay, well take care, sister.
Thank you, you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you kind?
This is Are You Kind by Charity and the Jam Band from their children's album, the Vegan Album.
And we want the baby cows to keep the milk for themselves.
Keep your milk, dear little cow. We have vegan options now. Oats and almonds, cashews too. We say yum and you say moo. Open wide now, let's all scream. V-E-G-A-N ice cream. Now kids, let's scream for vegan ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for vegan ice cream.
Ice cream!
We all scream for vegan ice cream.
Ice cream!
We all scream for vegan ice cream.
Ice cream!
We all cream for vegan ice cream. Next up is Making Cookies from Plants by Charity and the Jam Band from their children's album, The Vegan Album. We greatly appreciate you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management.
You get the sugar from the cane or the coconut. You get the chocolate chips from the cacao bean. You get the walnuts and the cashews from the little nut tree. Wheat or something gluten-free. You get the oil from the fat of those chubby bitches. Coconut, avocado, sunflower, pretty please. We're making cookies from plants. I do a little dance, we're making cookies from plants. Do a little cookie dance, we're making cookies from plants. Come on and take a little chance, we're making harmless, human, compassionate, deliciously insane cookies. We'll make a homemade egg from a little ground flag. Doesn't even have to feel sad. You make your own yummy milk from seeds, legumes, nuts, or grains. And then the mama cow can keep her milk for her baby. And then the cows and the chickens can get back to their lives. While we make cookies that will blow our minds. Making cookies from plants. I do a little dance, I'm making cookies from plants. Do a little cookie dance, I'm making cookies from plants. Come on and take a little chance. We're making harmless, human, compassionate, deliciously insane.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And next week, PETA President Tracy Ryman will be joining us.
So yummy. Peanut butter, chocolate dip, gingerbread sandwich, shortbread too, molasses, whippy pies, snickerdoodle-doo, ginger snap, wafer bar, cooking like I guess, mwah, macaron, macaroon, crinkle, and strips.
So please, so little time, will you make them from plants, will we feeling fine?
How's that for a cookie rhyme? So here's how I feel, now I'm telling you straight. Or anything they make. So from the bounty of the gardens and the bushes and the trees, and the sun and the rain, soil, air, and seeds. Oh, we're growing up food for all the people to eat. Yeah, we're growing up fruits and veggies you see. We're growing up food for everybody. We can grow enough plants for every cookie.
Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day.
Little chance, we're making harm.